Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom, and we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, who is all forgiving, all knowing, all seeing, all hearing, most compassionate, most kind, most merciful. And at every step of our life, we always have to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings and bounties that Allah ta'ala has given to you and I. Because by you and I showing gratitude and displaying thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would lead you and I to gain more and more barakah, prosperity, success in this world and in the hereafter as well. So always, you know, as a reminder, is beneficial for a believer. Let us remember that when someone asks us, how are you doing? Then our reply should be, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, that all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single state and circumstances that I may be in. Instead of complaining that nothing is going right in my life and I'm going through this problem and that problem, I got this problem with the tire in my vehicle, I got bank balance issues, I have disobedient children issues. Instead of complaining to people about it, which wouldn't really solve the issue, which wouldn't really solve the problem, it will just actually worsen everything, and that wouldn't bring no benefit whatsoever at all to you viewers of Madani Channel. But if you say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, then through the barakah of that, you would see how your difficulties, how your problems, they all eventually will fade away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your matters much, much easier for you, inshallah. So always remember to say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Well, today, Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, a very insightful one actually, one that is usually taken for granted. And that topic is the power of silence. Yes, many of us may think, what power is there in silence? But trust me, there is immense power in silence. And inshallah, to discuss this beautiful topic with me, I have in studio our most honorable guest, Mawlana Abdul Qadir, hafizahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are you keeping, Mawlana sahib?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Mawlana sahib, I hope your day has been going well so far.
Ji, alhamdulillah. It's been a very lovely day.
Well, Mawlana sahib, today we do have a very wonderful topic of discussion, and that is the power of silence. I know many must be thinking that what power could there be in silence? You know, many think that by talking a lot and by vocalizing, they think power lies in that, and in silence, they think there's no power in it. So today, inshallah, Mawlana sahib, we would be telling our viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, that there is power in silence. And inshallah, we would be discussing various different aspects, angles, etc. in regards to this topic. Inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there is a very beautiful parable, a very beautiful incident that has occurred in the previous times, in the previous nations. And there was an individual who was very, very sinful, very, very disobedient. And this individual was from the nation of Bani Israel. So, because of his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him transgressing the limits, the people despised him, they hated him, they did not want to have any connection with him whatsoever. So, they cut off, they distanced themselves from him. A day came when this person, he died, he passed away, and they took his body and threw it into a dumpyard. Allah ta'ala then told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, my servant, he is at so and so place. Go there, pick him up, take him out from that place. Give him ghusl, shroud him and give him a proper burial." So Musa alayhi salam, he does as he is commanded. And he also knew that this person was sinful. This person disobeyed Allah. So Musa alayhi salam wanted to know the wisdom behind it. And Allah ta'ala told him that, "Oh Musa, that this person, yes, he was sinful. Yes, he disobeyed me. Yes, he transgressed the limits. But it was his habit, O Musa, that whenever he opened the Torah, when he came across the name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would kiss the beautiful name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And O Musa, because of this act of his, I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Imagine, the viewers of Madinah Channel, an individual, a sinner, from a man from the nation of Musa alayhi salam, from Bani Israel, was rewarded in this way due to reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine you and I being from the ummah of the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine if we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of mercy and reward Allah ta'ala will be showering upon you and I just for reciting salawat upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us also all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The power of silence. And this is, as you know, our topic for today. And just to highlight that silence, this is often mistaken and misunderstood for weakness. One may think that by remaining silent, that it's a form of weakness, it's a sign of weakness. But in our beautiful religion of Islam, this is a sign of wisdom, Rasul. To be silent, you know, we in a world where everyone is just talking, everyone is speaking, everyone is saying whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, the believer is taught to listen, Rasul. Because by us remaining silent, we tend to hear more, we tend to listen more. And that's the beauty of it. That if, imagine if you talk one way, or if you see someone talking one way, how would that person have the capability and the ability to hear the next person, to listen to what the next person is saying? So for this reason, silence is very, very much emphasized in Islam. But most of it of course, it does not mean that a person should remain silent 24/7, right? I mean, if the person remains silent 24/7, then people might think, you know, something is wrong with him. I mean, why is he not talking? He has a tongue, he has a mouth. Why isn't he talking? Why isn't he saying something? So in this light, Murasab, we've mentioned that there is power in silence. By a person remaining silent, it is a sign of wisdom as well. Yes. So how do we balance it out, Masa? Where one may say that, okay, for a person to remain silent all the time, how can that be justified when a person has the tongue and the ability to talk? So is it much more efficient for a person to remain silent most of the times And how does our beautiful religion of Islam guide us on this matter, Muazzam?
Sayyidi, alhamdulillah, first of all, we are the blessed Ummah of Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So the first thing is the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard, right? He is the best role model that we can ever follow.
Right.
And regarding him, it is mentioned in the narrations that the Sahaba, they have actually documented each and every lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tawila samt.
Subhanallah.
Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have prolonged period of silence. Alhamdulillah. So silence is something that can safeguard us against many types of mischief. Let's say by remaining silent, one gets to protect his iman. Because the Quran says shaitan wants you to talk and be like a chatterbox.
Right.
You know? And just utter anything and everything that, is on the tip of your tongue. And until he will continue to do so, and he will provoke you to say certain things that is not befitting for a Muslim.
Right.
And by remaining silent, we actually preserve our iman. We are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a natural defense to remain silent. And towards that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has drawn our attention. And he says that, man kana yu'min billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Meaning whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the final day of judgment, he must either say something good
right.
or remain silent.
Subhanallah.
And this
Subhanallah.
Answers the question. This is the middle ground.
Right.
Alhamdulillah. If you have something good to say and you feel that people could benefit from you uttering this,
right.
then by all means say it.
Right.
And if you don't have something good to say, then it's wise to remain silent.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And actually, Masab, this is also what the Quran teaches us. That speak good to people, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, that and speak good to people. And that just shows how that this beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one who believes in Allah and in the last day should either speak something that is good or should remain silent. And that is very, very beneficial, Masa, because now we see that usually people wouldn't think before they speak. Like how they would say, you know, before you write down anything, then, you know, think properly before you write down anything. Like that same can go for this year as well, that before a person says anything, he has to ponder whether this would be beneficial to the person or it would be harmful to the person. If it is harmful, if I say something that would bring loss, then to what use am I using my tongue? Because this tongue also, Masab, is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many take it for granted by using it anyhow. You know, earlier on we just mentioned that we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings and the bounties that He has given us. And our tongue is also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we show shukr and gratitude for that blessing? Is to use it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dhikrullah, by making the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the awliya Allah, by saying something good to someone that would benefit their lives. This is you showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this tongue that He has given to you and I. And on the other hand, when you use it for something bad, to swear someone, to hurt someone, you use vulgar languages, then this is a person showing ungratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very important, Masab. You know, a very beautiful example, Masab, is to show the power of silence, right? For example, take you are in a group of, say, maybe seven people, and in that group now, in that clique, they are having a talk, they are having a discussion about a certain matter. And all of them, person A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they all are saying everything. One person is saying this, second person saying that, and they're just carrying on for themselves, right? Just talking. There's one person that is silent. And he's not saying anything. He's just quiet. He's just looking and observing and listening what they have to say. The moment they keep quiet, and when it's this person's turn to speak, when it's his turn now to speak, then all eyes are on him. All ears are on him. Attention is on him because he showed value to his words by remaining silent and by listening more. So from this also we get the message that a person, actually what they say, even if it be one small sentence, but that one small sentence that he said can outweigh the many sentences that those six people have said.
Subhanallah. Very beautiful example, Sayyidi, mashallah. That let's say there are a group of people and everybody is now talking on top of each other. You know, the conversation is just overlapping. And it's a long string, right?
Like, maybe one, like, two, three
like
hours.
Onion peels. Yeah. You can peel and peel an onion. It will never come to an end. The onion will come to an end, but not the peels. Right. So it's the same thing, right? And it can go indefinitely. Whereas a directed communication with a purpose that has impact. Mm-hmm. You don't need to have to say very much.
Yeah.
But the few words that you speak, it will be impactful. Hmm. There's a beautiful saying, sau sunar ki ek luhar ki. Meaning a goldsmith, when he uses the tiny hammers that he has, he more like, not hammers anything, but more like he pecks, you know.
Subhanallah.
Like to make the grooves and the contours and all of that. But when an ironsmith strikes, everything is flattened.
Subhanallah.
So, that's the comparison between a chatter and a real conversation. Chatter, you can talk on and on from morning till like sundown. You can talk and talk and talk. And it may not yield any benefits, let's say.
Yeah.
But with a definite purpose, with sound wisdom, if you say a few words, that will be more impactful than the whole day of chatter. Beautiful example of the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted Jawami'ul Kalim, where he would say the hadith, two or three words, but the meaning is vast.
Subhanallah.
Let's say, for example, this hadith on this matter, on the issue of staying quiet, staying silent. And he says, Man samata naja. He who keeps quiet attains salvation.
Three words.
Subhanallah. Three words. Not more than three words, right? And it is so meaningful at the same time. Mm-hmm. The famous proverb is, the best of speeches are those where the words are few, but it is full of, you know, proof and full of arguments and full of substance. Here we go, that, you know, not always a long string of chatter. You know, it is less in comparison to few words that have substance.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And also, Murasab, from this we get to understand now that silence is not just empty. You know, it's not just a void. Because in that silence, there is wisdom in it. There is power in it. It's not just something that's empty and just laying there as nothing. No. Silence, it holds value. It holds a treasure within itself. And if that is obviously portrayed in at the right place, at the right time, then it would be very, very much effective. Of course, in the life of a believer, one should try and speak less, eat less, sleep less. These are the teachings that we gain from the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because sometimes Muhasab, a person who talks a lot, a person who is a chatterbox, sometimes they end up digging a hole for their own selves to fall into.
Yes.
Without them even realizing it. And only at the last minute when they're down in the hole that they dug for themselves, then they wonder, how did I get into this problem? Yes. How did I land myself into the situation? It was uncalled for, but little do they realize that they were the ones who initiated it in the first place unconsciously. Well, not unconsciously, but subconsciously, wherein they, in a very subtle way, they didn't know where they are landing themselves. because the reality is, and it's a fact, Muhasab, I'm sure maybe you can agree with me as well, that a person who talks too much, they end up in trouble.
They can disclose certain things that should have remained closed mm-hmm. and not made like public knowledge.
Right, because they
have this loose tongue.
They
get into trouble mm-hmm. very often. Mm-hmm. And from my personal experience, what I've realized is that where silence for me it has benefited the most, mm-hmm. it is to bring a fight to an end. If you are silent, nobody can provoke you.
Yes, yes.
Somebody wants to provoke you, pick a fight with you, or uttering bad words, mm-hmm. or whatever it may be. You know, testing your patience. I say, okay. Pretend you never heard it. Right? And then there will come a time that next person will calm down by themselves, mm-hmm. without you having to say a single word. This is the power of silence.
And that's why they say sometimes silence is the best answer you can give to someone.
Exactly.
Because not everything needs to be answered.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes just by a person remaining silent, all problems can be solved. Because if a person is provoked also by someone, and for example, person A provoked person B, and person B's response and reaction was that I want to talk back to him and I want to respond to him, I want to answer back to him. That will continue going on, Muhasab, and you know, that is actually person B channeling his energy into the wrong way.
Yes.
Instead of him, where he could do, or he could get so much of work done in that time, he instead used it to debate, to argue with person A. So we see silence is the best answer that you can give to someone. Not everything needs a response. Not everything is there for you to say something. Sometimes by you remaining silent, you would see, obviously in time, good things take time. And by you remaining silent during a conflict, during an argument, you would see eventually it will calm down and everything automatically will be solved, will be sorted out. Why? Just because of you remaining silent. It's like a chain reaction, Muhasab, that one person remains silent and everything else just falls into place.
Yes.
Because the person who's provoking, for how long is he going to carry on?
Exactly.
For how long is he going to wait?
Yeah, and you are also proving a point. Okay, when I throw mud at me, no problem. I'll be like a wall. Right. You're talking to a wall, basically, right?
Yeah.
So you can say all you want, no problem. Once you're done, you're done. You have exerted your energy. Mm. You have basically emptied whatever you had.
Right.
You're basically venting, right? Sometimes people vent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in moments like that, there are times where you do need to respond.
Ji.
But moments like that, when the person is just venting because they are frustrated, they don't really mean it they don't really mean to lash out at you,
right,
in particular.
Ji.
At times. Now you have to judge the situation accordingly, right?
Hmm.
The person is frustrated and he was just lashing out and words are just flowing.
Yeah.
And you feel, okay, I can understand maybe he's frustrated,
uh-huh.
maybe having a bad day, you know, it's fine.
Why must I vent out back at
exactly.
him?
Exactly.
Subhanallah.
That's what makes him happy.
Yeah. And that's such a beautiful, peaceful way to end a conflict or an argument for that matter. So, Masaf, you know, through all of these beautiful examples and narrations that you have mentioned, I'm sure that our views of Madinah Jinnah especially have come to this point that, of course, there is power in silence. Can it be such that a person sits idle, just sits, right, and just remains silent without doing anything, without saying anything, without thinking about anything? He's just remaining silent. Is it like that? Is that how one should understand it? Or in that silence, should it be productive as well? And if it has to be productive, in what way can it be productive, Muhasab?
Subhanallah. Silence, for example, like uh-huh. Qufl-e Madina.
Right.
The beautiful terminology our Dawat Islami has given us.
Hmm.
Qufl-e Madina of the tongue. Now, in that case, for example, I had, mashallah, my colleague, and my senior, and I believe he's Mohan Sahab Ustad as well, mashallah. He was groomed by Amir al-Sunnah Dawood Barakatuhul Aliya, and he had the privilege of being in the company of his eminence and learning from him. And he told me personally that Amir al-Sunnah Dawood Barakatuhul Aliya, when he would, he has authored so many books, right?
Right.
When he would enter the library and he would be busy writing books, he would have Qufle Madina. Subhanallah. So Subhanallah. There we go, being productive while observing Qufle Madina.
Subhanallah.
What a beautiful example.
Kya baat hai, Mansab. Subhanallah. And also, Mansab, that is a very, very beautiful way, efficient way actually, of a person remaining silent and being productive. And this we learn from Amiri Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, that whilst being silent, he is still being productive. So, Rasab, in one's mind, should the mind be idle and silent as well, with no thoughts, with no thinking, with no nothing in it, or it should be like that?
No. Mind, alhamdulillah. See, your mind, it has to be occupied. See, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our tongue is not making zikr, then our heart should be making zikr.
Right.
So it cannot be devoid of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the moment when we observe silence. The zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only by merely uttering with our tongue.
Right.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives many examples in the Holy Quran that, you know, you look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many verses in the Holy Quran. Afala taqilun.
Right.
And many other places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to ponder over the creation. And this is actually making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at the beauty and the qudrat of Allah the manifestation of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, the tall mountains, the tall trees, the flowing rivers, subhanallah, the vast oceans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all of this. High ceiling of the sky, endless ceiling of the sky, subhanallah, that is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And without any pillars, you know, if we just ponder over these things in such a manner, we don't have to open our mouth for that and contemplate over the beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is now occupying our mind and keeping productive at the same time, not sitting idle. And this is the beauty of silence in those moments where you just observe. Like, for example, you are driving, right?
Right.
Who are you going to talk to? Your shadows. So, you don't have anyone to talk to. If you start talking like that, people, you know, the onlookers would seem like, you know, something is off.
Yeah, something's been wrong here.
Exactly. And the mind wanders, right? You're focused on the road, right? But there are hundreds of thoughts going through your mind. Even at that moment, we're not really idle, right? We are focused on the road. Okay, the prefrontal cortex is focused on the road, but the other parts of the mind and the brain, the subconscious, it is planning and plotting something in the background.
Right.
The mind is a very beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala speaks of the wonders of aql. So that faculty, it is more enhanced when we stay quiet.
Oh, the intellect.
Yes.
Gets more enhanced when a person remains silent.
Yeah, and who speaks a lot, it shows, you know, like empty tin. And with few coins, it will make rattle and make so much of noise.
Empty vessels make the most amount of noise.
And tin is full. Let's say, for example, the Madani Atiyat boxes.
Right.
Sometimes we have the experience, you know, when you pick up the tin and there's a few coins there. And it's making big noise. You know, this noise is not what kind of noise it is. And when it's full, it's making lesser noise. At the same time, it tells you that there is more substance in it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Oh, what a beautiful example, Masab. Really, really beautiful. You and I imagine how beautiful Islam is. That just by you, for example, you take a walk and you go to a park, Masab, for example. You go to a park and you sit there, you see beautiful plants, you see beautiful big trees that are there for so many years, and you observe them and you begin to ponder and you realize the power and the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in itself, dear viewers of Madani channel, that is also a form of ibadah. That is also a form of worship. And this is something that, as Muasab has mentioned, the beautiful narration of adopting this form of silence. So silence does not mean only that we sit idle and our minds are empty. No, we sit silent, but at the same time, we should be productive as well. Perhaps by sitting silent, we can take out a book, Murasa. We can take out one of the risalas of Dawat-e-Islami, and we can read that book by remaining silent. That is you being productive. We can look at the face of our parents. That is also being productive, an act of reward as well. And at the same time, with our minds, even there we can be productive by contemplating, by pondering of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pondering over the hereafter. What will your state be? Pondering over Jahannam, over Jannah, on the day of Qiyamah itself, the bridge of Sirat. Pondering over all of these, it is an act of reward. And that is why we should be of those people who speak less, eat less, and sleep less as well. And when you do that, then you would see how when you speak and when you say something, then that statement of yours, those words that you utter, that will hold so much of value, that will hold so much of weight. Why? Because no one can take you for granted. And this is the beauty of it, Muhammad. No one can take a person for granted in this matter. Otherwise, a person who's always chatting one way, they end up taking that person not so serious. Yes. You know, and at times, in a sense also, the respect of a person can go down as well. Yes. But a person who upholds himself, talks only when needed to, and that too, when he talks, he says something good, something benefiting, then that carries weight and value. As this one narration once of that the best of people are those who are benefiting to others. You know, so we can also be from amongst those people if we know how to control our tongue, how to utilize our tongue. By remaining silent, you can be saved from lies, from backbiting, from slandering, from swearing, from hurting someone, from breaking someone's heart, from cutting off ties. So many wrongs and evils and indecencies a person can be saved from only if they guard and protect their tongue by remaining silent. So this is something that we should adopt and implement in our life. Well, Muasab, you know, speaking about these very beautiful narrations that you've mentioned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful kalam, Muasab. And you know, it's very, very important and essential that we also rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies, and souls with the praises of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter we will be back to discuss further into this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
جب درِ نبی پر ہم
سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی کر چلی ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی ایک بھی سنی ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے
پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, what a melodious beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm sure it has rejuvenated the hearts of all of us and increased our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the ability to implement the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam into our lives. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Alhamdulillah, we are discussing the power of silence, and Maulana Sahib has shed much light on this topic. Very beautiful angles, very beautiful perspectives, that in silence there is power. It's not just empty. And Maulana Sahib has also mentioned that how we can be productive when we are silent, that and how we can also be productive in our mind, in our thoughts, to be productive as well, alhamdulillah. Also, Maulana Sahib has mentioned beautiful narrations, beautiful examples also, to make each and every one of you, dear viewers of Madin Channel, and us understand better the concept of there is power in a silence. And also, Maulana Sahib, a very beautiful aspect is that in silence, you can see aura, as they call it, the A-U-R-A. That word, aura, you can see that in a person when they remain silent, when they speak only when needed to speak, and they don't speak too much. Yes. So even that's also an added bonus to remaining silent as well. But of course, remember that whatever we do in Islam, in this beautiful religion and deen, our intentions must be correct. Our intentions must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show off, not to have pride, not to have this egotistic behavior, but it should show humbleness, humility, and all that we do should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then an act that you do, that can become rewarding. For example, you feed a morsel of food into your wife's mouth, into your spouse's mouth, that becomes an act of reward, provided that your intention is there. Smiling is an act of sunnah. Smiling can be rewarding if your smile is for the pleasure of Allah, and not a cynical smile, as they say. It shouldn't be that kind of a smile. It should be a pure smile, purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So intention is very, very important, even when it comes to silence. So I'm sure by now we must have realized that indeed, definitely, there is power in silence. And just to give a very beautiful example of this is that there's an interesting incident that there was once a prince, and suddenly this prince, he became quiet, Masab. He became silent. He became known as the silent prince. And the king, the ministers, and other ministers of the kingdom as well, they were shocked as to what caused this prince to stop speaking all of a sudden. What happened to him? Everyone tried, Munasab, to make him speak, say something. You, the prince, say something at least. Why are you keeping quiet? But this prince, he continued to remain silent. And despite this, there was no change at all. He kept on remaining silent. So one day, what happened was, this prince, who was remaining silent, he went somewhere with his companions to hunt for birds. And he took an arrow with him, with his bow. And what happened was, he stood behind a bushy tree. He stood there below that tree, searching for some bird, right? And suddenly, the bird, it made a sound. The bird chirped. And the chirping of this bird was heard from inside a bunch of leaves on the tree. So he immediately shot an arrow in the direction of where the sound was coming from. And suddenly this bird, it fell down and got wounded. Now this bird, it began to, you know, it was in pain. It was trying to get up, but it could not get up because obviously it got struck by an arrow. And then this prince, who was remaining silent all along, he said that as long as the bird was silent, it remained safe. But as soon as it spoke, it became the target of an arrow. And that happened why? Because the result of speaking. And that's the reason why this bird was the target of an arrow. If the bird kept quiet, it wouldn't have been the case. So this incident shows us, Masab, you know, all that we have discussed. Mm. It highlights how important it is for a person, you know, not to land themselves into trouble. In order to avoid all of that, they can just remain silent and you would be saved from all of this. Mm. You know, it's said that this bird, Masab, it said that Bahram was sitting beneath a tree when he heard the chirping of a bird, and he shot it down, and then he began to say that guarding the tongue is beneficial for both humans and birds. If this bird had taken care of its tongue, it would not have been killed. So subhanAllah, we realize the importance of silence, and also a very beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he mentions as-samtu sayyidul akhlaq, that silence is the leader, the head of all morals, masab, of, you know, adab, etiquettes, manners. Silence is the head of all of that, and that's why it's so important for you and I to remain silent. So masab, we have mentioned, right, so many excellences, virtues for a person, that, you know, by him remaining silent, he gains reward on one hand, and despite, together with getting reward, there's bonuses as well. Yes. You know, so in with regards to the power of silence, Masab, what else can be said in this regard?
You see, the physically, right, our body itself is it's alhamdulillah, it's a creation, beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with so much of wisdom within us,
right?
You know, therefore the awliya Allah say, man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabbah.
Hmm.
He who recognizes oneself, he recognizes his Rabb.
Subhanallah.
So many scientists have embraced Islam after studying, you know, doing the anatomy of the human body on a molecular levels, and coming to understand the Islamic concepts that are mentioned regarding our own self, which we never knew.
Right.
More and more discoveries, and alhamdulillah, this becomes reason for others. For example, I have known a person who has embraced Islam only because of the scientific discoveries of Islam.
Hmm.
Subhanallah. Knowing about oneself and how Islam guides us towards even the finest things, which even science is still quiet on those matters, such as soul.
Yeah.
Science does not recognize the concept of soul.
Mm-hmm.
But Deen of Islam, it has the answers for that.
Subhanallah.
For example, right? And when it comes to being silent or using our tongue, for example, or using other senses, the apparent senses that we have, we must know that once you stop using one of those senses, other senses in the body, they performed at a very much rapid rate.
Mm.
They try to compensate for the one sense that you are not using for the time being. For example, if you close your eyes for a prolonged period of time, you will become very aware of your spatial environment around you, just because of blocking one of your senses.
Allah.
And similarly, by closing up this box of speech, you know, where we just say things which doesn't even add any value, right? Mm-hmm. And if we keep it concealed, keep it to a minimum, then inshallah that will create awareness within our body parts to perform and excel at his functions, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, inshallah, azza wa jal. Jazakallah, Murasab, for those beautiful words of wisdom. And you know, this is such a topic, Murasab, that you know, it has so many, it's so deep, it's so vast that you know, it actually takes much longer than 1 hour to discuss this topic. There's so much of wisdoms, there's so much of gems and madani pearls that we can gain from understanding this topic alone of silence. But you know, Murasab, as we know that time is always of the essence, and we wish, I personally wish that we could continue more into this beautiful topic. But as the saying goes, that everything does have an end time, Murasab. And inshallah, we will be back with another beautiful topic of discussion. So do stay tuned for that. And until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.